All right, word up, word of mouth Wednesday. We are back here, and joining us right now on the show, our next guest is a former chair of the Confederation of Residents and Ratepayers Association. He's also the served on the board of directors for the Annex Residents Association, and he was the chair of the Taxpayers Against the Megacity. He also ran for council in 1998, and he was a candidate for mayor in 2006, and he's currently a candidate for mayor here in 2010. And I'd like to welcome to the Word of Mouth Wednesday today, David Valance. Hello.
Thank you, Daniel.
Oh,
nice
yeah.
To be here.
Thanks for joining us here on the show today. And I guess maybe if we could start off with a bit about yourself. I guess why are you running for mayor?
Well, about 20 years ago, it occurred to me that Toronto was getting a raw deal in the way it was governed because of the fact that provinces control cities, and you often hear the city referred to as a creature of the province. Well, I don't really like being a creature. And I thought, what can we do about it? My first thought was to turn Toronto into a city-state. And while I think that might be a good way to go, it's probably not. It's not going to happen. So I lost interest in that. However, when the city was amalgamated by Mr. Harris, I just thought that now that we're this size, it's a very good possibility that Toronto would make a fine province with a population of 2.5 million. I think that's the fourth largest number of people in Canada. And certainly we have the talent to govern ourselves. We shouldn't be controlled by people who basically don't like us. And there's a story behind that, but I won't tell you that now.
Well, I guess just getting into this concept here, or the province of Toronto, I guess what would be required for Toronto to become a province?
Well, the main requirement is that Toronto hold a referendum with a clear question. This was laid out by the Supreme Court during the discussions that revolved around the secession of Quebec. And the Supreme Court said that in order to secede a province or an area of the country, a defined area, could change its status by having a clear-cut referendum with a clear question and a suitable majority that voted in favor of the question.
I see. So, what kind of reaction are you getting from people when you bring up this issue of the province of Toronto? I guess how are people reacting?
I get basically two reactions. One is that's a great idea. I think we should do that. And that's the most frequent one, actually. But occasionally I get somebody who'll say it's not possible. It'll never happen. And I say, well, why not? He says, just because it won't. Well, of course it won't if we don't try. I think the research that we've done indicates that it's possible, and it could be done under the appropriate circumstances, which is a referendum, basically.
And would this be a referendum? Like, would it have to be a separate referendum, or would this be like a ballot issue in an election? How do you see it?
One of the reasons I'm running for mayor, the main reason right now is to publicize it. But if I was mayor, then I would spend the term of my office, developing the question and trying to persuade the population that it's a good idea by demonstrating what could be done if Toronto was a separate province.
And what do you think are some of the things? What could Toronto do if it was its own province? What would be different, I guess, than it being a city?
Well, I heard you mention the G20 meeting and the appalling things that happened during that thing would probably not have happened if Toronto were a province, because we wouldn't have had the province of Toronto imposing the law that the province of Ontario did on the citizens of Toronto that caused all the arrests and the disgraceful behavior that went on during that time, both by the demonstrators and, in my opinion, by the authorities. That's one thing. The other thing is, of course, that the money that is now going to the province of Ontario would be handled by the province of Toronto, and it would allow us to do a whole lot of things. It would allow businesses to prosper and grow here. It would allow residences to have a satisfactory tax system. And I think the benefits are multiple.
And I guess are there people that are hesitant when you start bringing up this issue? Like, are there people that are that suspect that you're maybe like against the province of Ontario? Are there like, you know, do people jump to conclusions about why you want to Toronto to separate?
Occasionally, people will say, "Won't the rest of the province suffer?" Well, not in my opinion, to the extent that it would be a hardship or anything like that. There would certainly be changes outside of Toronto in the remaining province of Ontario, because right now, in my opinion, there's a lot of the taxes that are paid by residents in Toronto, particularly in the property tax system, that subsidize the rest of the province. In fact, I say we're subsidizing sprawl, the way the tax system's set up right now. And if Toronto separated, then the rest of the province would have to deal with their sprawl from their own tax revenues. And I think you would see a big change in the way the development of the province takes place.
Right. And we're talking about the city of Toronto. We're speaking with David Valance, who has he's got the website, provinceoftoronto.ca. And we're speaking about the city of Toronto, which is also the capital of the province of Ontario. So I was wondering, you know, have you thought ahead maybe to Toronto becoming its own province? You know, have you thought about what would happen with Queen's Park or what would be the new capital of Ontario? Or
Not really. One thing that the Secessionary Quebec decision by the Supreme Court mentioned is that the province of Ontario and the federal government must negotiate. They don't have an option. If there's a clear-cut choice in the referendum, then they must negotiate. So that would be part of the negotiations. I expect that the province of Ontario would move its capital perhaps to Ottawa or London or something like that, and Toronto would take over Queen's Park and have a wonderful capital. They're beautiful buildings.
Right, right. And I guess, like, with this moving forward to the future, has there been any support from, like, current politicians about this issue?
That's hard to say. The only one that's been vocal on it, aside from Bill Murdoch, the provincial gadfly from the Georgian Bay area. Mm-hmm. But in the city of Toronto, Michael Walker, a councillor for many years who's now retiring, mm-hmm. Tried to do it many years ago, but he didn't research it very well and couldn't make as good a case as I think we can. So, no, I don't have really a lot of support from existing politicians. I think they're, whether they support it or not, they're not going to say they are, because it would be really upsetting their campaigns.
Right. And how about the historical record? Just looking at Canada and the way that the provinces were formed, I believe that it was the most recent province was Newfoundland, and I think it was in the 1940s. Like, do you look back at how the provinces were formed when you're doing this research, or have you been mostly paying attention at the Quebec issue, the Quebec separation in the 90s? Or I guess, how have you been researching the province of Toronto?
Well, we researched how provinces are formed, and there's a misconception that you need a constitutional amendment to do it. And I suggest you go to the website rather than have me explain it right now. Mm-hmm. A lawyer who's very capable of explaining these things did it, and he can do it much better than I can. Mm-hmm. But essentially, the federal government establishes provinces, and the Supreme Court said that you can hive off a section of a province, a defined area, and it can separate from whatever. They were referring to Canada, but they didn't say it had to be Canada. It was just separating from their current attachment.
Okay. Yeah, and that website, again, just for anybody that wants more information, is provinceoftoronto.ca, or provinceoftoronto.ca, I should say. And we're speaking with David Valance, who's a candidate for the current election, October 25th, 2010. I guess headed towards this date, October 25th, 2010, what are your thoughts about the election overall, in general, this city of Toronto, this mayor's race?
Well, it's been interesting to me that there's been so many people trying to find another candidate besides the ones that are prominent in the election. And to me, what the city seems to be looking for is a savior. And I say there's no savior available, but there is a solution. And the solution is to separate from Ontario and become our own province and run ourselves appropriately. It's as simple as that.
Right, and let's just get into one of these issues then about one of the reasons why you've brought up about this the possibility of Toronto leaving the province of Ontario, and you talked on the website one of these whys, one of these reasons given has to do with the province or has to do with an inequity with the. With the property tax system, could you talk about that, the property tax issue?
Well, there's a whole lot of issues there, but they're fairly complicated and people get turned off by numbers. But one that is quite clear and has been well established is that Ontario has been milking the businesses in Toronto for many years. The tax rate in Toronto for business in general is substantially higher than all of the surrounding area. And that has been causing Toronto to actually lose businesses. I was looking at a report today, in fact, where it says that there were, I think, 3,700 businesses left Toronto in the last 5 years. Now, the employment has remained the same because small businesses are very resourceful and they are expanding. However, the development and formation of new businesses is not keeping pace with the population. And it's hurting our tax base, and we're losing economic development because of this. It's a really sad thing. So the province of Ontario benefits from this, and they have said they're going to change it, but not till 2017. I mean, why can't they just fix it? Mike Harris dumped it on us in 1 year. Why can't they reverse it in the same period of time? I think that that's a good enough reason to say let's not depend on somebody else to do the thing for us. And if the Liberals are thrown out of office, is the new government going to go back to the same format as before? We shouldn't be taking chances. We should be taking control of our own destiny.
For real. And one of the things that I know that I've seen happen in my own lifetime has been the formation of Toronto as a bigger city, as the mega city. And I saw on your bio that you had been a part of this taxpayers against the megacity idea. Would this idea of the province of Toronto? I guess how do you see those in relationship to each other? Because I guess sort of when I think about the province of Toronto, it's almost like, I mean, you know, would it be like creating like a big? I guess it wouldn't be a city, right? But would it be like a mega province or, you know? Like,
well, that's a really good question because a lot of people have an idea that if you made a province, the city politicians would become the provincial politicians. And I don't see it that way at all. I think our provincial politicians would have a better chance of becoming the provincial politicians of the city, and the city politicians would remain city politicians. My own vision, excuse me, is that the city area of Toronto should be subdivided back into at least six cities and preferably, in my opinion, 10 or 12 cities. The City of London, England is composed of 32 boroughs plus the City of London, and none of those boroughs has a population of more than 350,000, and the City of London is one of the best cities in the world in terms of economic growth. England has its problems, but the City of London is very prosperous. And I think that almost all of the candidates, the major candidates in this election, have talked about devolving power back to the community councils. Well, they'll never do that when they get into office because they just don't give away power. But in fact, they're right. We should be governing local areas with local politicians with regard to local issues. Citywide things would be taken care of by the province, and so major transportation issues would become under the purview of the province. But local street maintenance and the streetscapes and parks and so on would become part of each city, and each city could develop its own plans. I think we'd have a much nicer city in the long run, a much nicer province in the long run made up of a number of cities.
Wow, this is really some interesting ideas here, talking about the idea of the City of Toronto becoming its own province. And, you know, when I get to thinking about this, I think about, you know, how this province would be, you know, made up. Like, do you see, like, neighborhoods in Toronto would be, like, start to become, like, would be, like, their own towns or, like, their own counties?
Well, it's hard to predict that type of thing, but I do think that you would have a much bigger turnout at election time because people would realize that the people they're electing would have some power to have an impact over what's happening locally. And when people can see that their vote means something, I think they would we would see the turnout increase from the 35 or 38% that's been over the last few years. I would think well into the 50s and maybe even higher in some of the cities that I would envision make up the province of Toronto.
And you see it as there being like a premier and a mayor in the city?
Premier and mayors, preferably. But mayors, yeah, certainly right. There would be a premier and a mayor at least, but I would hope there would be more than one mayor.
Right, and looking towards October 25th, the big voting day, we've got right now in the mainstream media, we're hearing a lot from four candidates. It used to be six candidates. Now there's four of the candidates that are saying are the main candidates in all the media and everything. But you actually look on the ballot, there's going to be 40 names on the ballot listed to vote for mayor. So I guess, David Valance, since you've got this experience running in this election, and you had also ran in the 2006 election, what is it like being, you know, in this category that, you know, some people call it the other category, or being like a not with the same media attention as the other mainstream candidates? I guess what are your thoughts on?
Well, I understand that, and I don't really have a problem with it. It's a challenge, and it's something I've been working on. Unfortunately, I haven't had the time I had hoped to have this year. I got something else that's been my life's been involved with that I haven't been able to devote the time I would like to. However, one point that I would like to make, and you might all think about this, is that the ballots are listed alphabetically. There are a number of jurisdictions throughout the world where the ballots are the names are rotated on the ballots on the ballot rather. The top name goes to the bottom every other ballot, and each ballot has got a new name at the top. So in 40, with a candidate list of 40 people, there would be 40 different ballots. And that way you'd have to look for the person you want to vote for rather than just looking at the top five names right. and selecting somebody from that. Although, interestingly, this time there's some people with S's and R's and so on that bring them pretty far down the list. So it's pretty interesting.
Right. And yeah, and I guess you'll be in the lower part of the list, David Valance.
The last name, like Valance.
Right. Right. Yeah. And we're speaking about this race for mayor and your issue, main issue, talking about the province of Toronto. And I guess we can encourage people to check out the website, provinceoftoronto.ca. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yes, one thing that's very important to me is if you think this is a good idea, then I would ask that you actually vote for me. You're not going to make me mayor. I'm almost certain of that. However, after each election, I talk to people and they think, well, you had a wonderful idea, but I didn't vote for you because I was afraid somebody else was going to win. So I wanted to vote for somebody to keep that guy out of office. Well, that doesn't work. If you want to make change, you've got to do what you have to do to make it change. And I say vote for the idea that makes sense to you. If this makes sense to you, then vote for David Valance. Thank you.
Great. And I guess it could be looking towards the next mayor of Toronto, and possibly looking towards a province of Toronto.